How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back with another quote of the day to have a great day. Today our quote is by Lowell. The quote is, "One day with life and heart is more than time enough to find a world." So, you know, whenever I talk to people about the self-development journey or the spiritual journey, many people become interested and they say they wish they had more time to pursue higher wisdom or their spiritual journey. But they just feel they don't have enough time. You know, they're too busy with their careers, with their family, just life in general. But I just want to say that it's not necessarily about the quantity of time. You know, some people think they got to go to a monastery or to retire in a cave somewhere and just meditate all day. But what I want to say is that it's more important about the quality of time that you devote. And if the time that you do use is used rightly and you are able to concentrate all your energies into this pursuit, then you will reap some benefits and it can change your life, and it may be enough. It may be enough to at least catch a glimpse of this higher reality. So what do I mean by concentrating your energies? Well, just to give you a practical example, you know, many people, when they decide that they want to, let's say, lose weight, you know, let's say a person intellectually thinks that jogging every day, 1 hour, is going to be great for them to lose weight. So intellectually, they convince themselves that this is a good option for them. So they're able to do it for, let's say, the first 3 days, wake up 7 a.m., get out there and run 1 hour. But then after that third day, you know, inevitably, the momentum starts waning and it just becomes harder and harder to maintain until eventually they are not waking up anymore to go run. And this is because it was just an intellectual idea. You know, the mind, the intellectual mind, is very fickle. You know, our minds just jump from thought to thought to thought, you know, with a real no rhyme or reason. So for many of us, it's hard to direct our thought in any meaningful way for long periods of time. So it's essential that we involve other aspects of our being to be able to reach our goals. So as this quote says, with life and heart. So it's important for us to also involve ourselves emotionally. Our emotions need to become interested in something. So if this person, let's say this runner, if he can involve his emotions, become interested, then he has a much better chance of pursuing his running habit for a longer period of time than if it's just an intellectual idea. And then also with our bodies, if this is a person that his body has now been trained to be inherently lazy, then you have an uphill battle. So you also have to train your body. You have to get your mind, body, and emotions all on the same page. And when you can concentrate all these various energies into the same direction, then, like as I said, it's about the quality of time. So if you could do that, whatever time you do have to devote to your spiritual practices, it will show some benefit. So if you can get your mind, body, and emotions involved, then, and concentrate them to a certain point, it will be enough to, as in the quote says, find another world. And what do I mean by another world? So if you're on the spiritual journey, this other world is the world beyond our senses, our material senses. So if you can concentrate your energies like a laser, then you will be able to get at least a peek behind the curtain and see this other world. And getting this glimpse will then infuse you with more energy. It will rejuvenate your whole being, because just like most people look forward to sleep at night, why do they look forward to sleep? Because when you get a good night's rest and you are in deep sleep, you know, where do you go? You know, you're gone, and then you just return back to your home, the absolute. And in the absolute, being unlimited, you are rejuvenated, you are able to recharge all your batteries. And much in the same way, even in this waking state, once you are able to understand what's beyond the curtain, then in much in the same way, you can rejuvenate yourself in the waking state, because the absolute's always here. Your true self, the higher self, is always here. And you can sense it in your beingness, in your presence, and just throughout your day. Once you know how to tap into it, you know, you can recharge your batteries in just 5-10 minutes. You know, you can just tap into that source that we tap into every night when we're in deep sleep. So that's the quote for today, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. And wherever you are in the world, take care. Peace.